VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jenny. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi guys, I have a question for you. Are you a confident person? Do you believe in yourselves? What does it even mean, having self-confidence? I believe that confidence comes from the inside. It's not something that needs to be shown to other people. In fact, more often than not, people who try to act like they are confident don't have much at all. For example, you must know a few people that like to brag about themselves and talk down to others. Maybe they think this behavior makes them look stronger and more confident. But they're just trying to hide their insecurity. You'd be surprised to know that truly confident people are often quiet. They like to listen more than they speak. They are willing to admit their mistakes and are not afraid of being criticized. Do you know anyone like that? Today's video is about confidence, where it comes from originally, and how easily you can lose it. But first, let's have a look at the sentence of the day. We should feel compassionate about where those defensive parental messages came from. They were a protection, a survival strategy, and an escape from humiliation. 我们应该同理这些具有防御性的根本想法从何而来。它们是一种保护机制，避免遭到羞辱的生存策略。Now let's listen to the sentence one more time, a little bit slower. We should feel compassionate about where those defensive parental messages came from. They were a protection, a survival strategy, and an escape from humiliation. 好，我们现在来看看一些 pronunciation tips。第一个是等一下单字也会出现的 defensive， 这边有三个音节，前面 D-E 我们念 D， 中间 F-E-N 我们念 fan， defensive， defensive。下一个字是 strategy， 我们的重音在最前面 stra strategy， 第二个音节 T-E 非常的短 strategy。再来一个字 parental，我们的重音放在第二个音节 parental。 最后一个是我觉得最难念的 and an escape， 念比较快的时候就会像我刚刚那样子把这三个字都连起来 and an escape。 若你没有办法把它念得很清楚或者觉得很饶舌的话，你也可以在 and 后面稍微停顿一下 and an escape， 但后面两个字记得要连起来。好喽，那我们要进入我们今天的 vocabulary。 Number one, compassionate， 富有同情心的。 This is an adjective. It means showing sympathy and sadness for others' suffering. Here is an example sentence. Children can be compassionate at an early age. For example, when a kid cries, the other might feel sorry for him.
小朋友在早期就富有同情心的。举个例子来说，当有个小孩哭了，另一个就会替他难过。我们顺便来提一下另外一个字
，sympathy， 同理心。This is a noun and it means the feeling of caring for others' feelings. Kathy is a compassionate person.
凯西是一位富有同情心的人。
She has great sympathy for animals and has adopted several stray dogs.
她对动物很有同理心。已经认领了好几只流浪狗。
Number two, defensive,
防卫性的。
This is an adjective to prepare himself or herself from attacking. Example sentence. He claimed that punching the thief was a defensive action.
他宣称揍小偷的那一拳是为了防卫。
You can also use protective as a synonym.
Number 3.
Humiliation. 羞辱. This is a noun. It's the embarrassment and shame you feel when someone makes you appear stupid or when you make a mistake in public. I think the way our boss humiliated John in front of everyone was way too harsh. The humiliation he's given to John is too much.
我觉得老板在大家面前羞辱 John 实在太刻薄了，他给 John 的羞辱太超过了。
Okay, this is it, guys. Now we know what it means to be a confident person. I think that it shows that we can all benefit from being confident. Confident people are probably more relaxed and healthy because they are not trying to prove themselves to others all the time.Do you have any tips on how to boost confidence? Or perhaps there is someone in your life that would be interested in today's video and could learn from it? Leave me a comment and share your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. So, until next time, take care and stay positive. See you soon!